What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am, I have a personal crisis. Everything's a crisis for me.
I was going to say another one.
I did, but here's the thing. I've been trying not to ask these kind of personal questions because, like, you guys were real mad at me the other day and you said, discipline, a-hole. And, like,
we weren't mad at you. We believe in you so much and we want to support you and we want you to see the potential that we see in you.
That feels so disingenuous, though.
I have my pink papers.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't seem real.
It is 100% real.
Okay, so I'm really trying to drink considerably less. In fact, kind of like not drink at all for weeks at a time. Okay. But then there's just things coming up that are unavoidable, and I'm like, should I just not do those things or whatever? Like, but then TAC is the guy who's like, discipline, B. And you're like, ugh. But then he's also, but like, you should also live life, right?
Right. Yeah. I just, it's unclear what you're trying to do. Like you've said you're not trying to go sober. So if you're not trying to give it up completely, then if there's an event where you would normally drink and you would enjoy the drinks, then do that.
Okay.
Because why wouldn't you? Because you're not trying to go sober. That, you know,
I'm just trying to get control of my health.
Okay.
And I think blood sugar is a huge part of that. And alcohol just makes you, one, it's bad for you. It's bad for your blood sugar. And then, like most people, when I drink, I make ridiculously bad decisions after that.
Sure. Yeah.
Because then it's like 7 more Reese's Christmas trees? Well, yeah.
Taco Bell? Yeah.
Hello? Why do they call it fourth meal?
Yeah. Right. That's why those carts are always out real late. Yeah. We're selling whatever, grilled cheese and stuff.
Because that. Okay. So there is that Applejack wine event coming up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of a couple things. Applejack. The owner, Jim, is going to be there. The marketing woman, Tracy, is going to be there. Our boss is going to be there. I'm going to go to it. But it's wine. I can say I'll have some. You're trying wines. I think that I will have the full support of the Alice listeners, my own mama, and Tiek and Aaron to attend the Bordeaux event.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Is it one of those, is it a wine tasting? Sometimes they spit it out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
No,
but that what they do?
That's for like, if you're a true psalm and you're not trying not to get hammered, like you want your palate to keep working, you don't want to get any buzz on. So you figure out the grape, you do your tasting notes and then spit it out.
Okay.
But we're there to get two things done.
The taste and drink.
Right. Yeah, that.
But I think that makes sense because if you haven't been indulging, right, you're going to go to this event and you're going to truly enjoy it.
Yes. And it's going to be world-class wines.
Great.
It's going to be amazing. Aaron?
Yes?
May I talk to TAC alone now?
Of course.
Because you're going to offer... This conundrum, I need the listeners, I need everyone to help me with this. 303-222-5423.
Everyone except me?
Everyone except you.
Okay.
Because you're gonna say something like, just go and don't drink. Which is the stupidest thing. When I say what I'm talking about, anyone who knows anything knows it's not possible.
I literally went to a speakeasy last night and had a non-alcoholic drink.
Okay, great. This is why I'm excluding you from this. Okay? Why would you? The mixologists are like, I've spent my whole career making.
I brought my own country time. I'm just going to pour a glass of that.
As you know, I'm not a huge sporty guy. I don't like do a lot of sporting events. I'll mm-hmm. go see the Nuggets or the Avs if somebody has tickets or whatever. My dear friend Joshua,
mm-hmm. oh yeah,
has top of the line suite tickets to a sporting event. It's in Arizona, and it's called the Waste Management Open. Now, if you're a female, you may be scratching your head, but probably not. If you're a male, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Waste Management Open. It is a golf tournament.
I feel like all of that preamble wasn't necessary.
It is, though, because...
we all know what it is. We've seen videos.
I'm going to say this. People, I didn't know what it was 2 years ago.
We've seen people rushing the like 13th hole or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly didn't know what it was like 2 years ago, which makes me stupid.
Yeah, but. I don't know that I would know what it was unless before you you started talking
so,
about it.
So I just want to point out, the female in the room knew.
Okay.
And the male didn't. Right. So.
The drinker knew.
Right. I had a non-alcoholic drink.
So I'm invited to this thing. Now, I could go all week and we could take a week off of the show. I'm not going to do that. I would probably go out Thursday or Friday, maybe just Friday and say Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something. If you know anything about the Waste Management Open, like if anybody gets a hole in one, they have to shut the golf course down.
Yeah.
Because everyone just throws beer and white. It's just a dumpster fire of an alcohol infused
event. That's a good pun.
They're, okay. You're it. Oh my God, that is.
Yeah. No, like that was a really good
one.
I
didn't do it on purpose. If I go, I am going against everything I'm trying to do.
Right. Yeah. And your buddy Josh is known to...
I don't do things with Josh lightly.
Yeah, he's known to take things to another level.
Yeah. And I don't think it's just him. I mean, I think he feels the same way about me. He's like, I've done waste management and remembered it. But if the two of us are there, it's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'll need a nurse to come with me.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
So would you go, like, I'm not trying to never drink again, but to go to a wine tasting, like, no one's going to be like, shut, 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 right?
Probably. Yeah, right. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I got to stop looking at you, Aaron, because I already know you're like, just go and just drink a little.
I don't see how that's not, like, an option.
Google?
No,
waste
I know,
management
but you are your
open.
Own person and you can say, hey, I don't want that shot. And if they're going to shove it down your throat, that's not a good friend.
No, it's just, but like you
Let
have
me, Josh.
No, but it's even everybody else there. It's not even his friend.
So like, we need to build your boundaries so you don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why I didn't want her to answer.
I think you should go. You should drink. You should have a good time because you're cutting back in other areas of your life. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
it's whatever.
I still think you should go.
But
I'm not going to go unless I have zero governor on it. So then I think I just shouldn't go.
That is not healthy.
But,
yeah.
I know it's not healthy, but it's the waste. I have wanted to go my like. Let
you
me,
should
let me,
go.
Let me add a little more context to it that is going to anger even more people. I have had tickets to this event for the past few years, but I have mm-hmm. not gone. Why have I not gone?
It's always happened during a pretty important time here.
It's when we raise money for Children's Hospital mm-hmm. in Colorado.
Yeah.
And that is a charity so near and dear to my heart that it doesn't matter what is offered to me.
That's our priority.
That's 100%. Mm-hmm.
You still drink a little bit beforehand, but
I do not.
No, I'm kidding.
Drink till after. So I literally, I sort of insisted that the dates not line up this year so that I could go to Waste Management and then still raise money for Children's Hospital Colorado. So our Radiothon for Children's is the week after Waste Management.
Okay, awesome.
So I would have time to be hospitalized. Stop.
They won't accept you.
Has Aaron ever looked at you in a way where you literally feel like your mom is just like giving, because she's looking at me like.
Is there another way Aaron looks at you?
I'm literally putting my life, my liver, my fate. Like, you guys, I'm a fun person. I could mm-hmm. go there and tear it up one last time. But I also feel like then I'm being the guy on intervention who's like, today you're going to rehab. It's like, sweet, can we stop by my dealers? And let
that's
me
where,
like,
I think that's where I'm confused is like, if you can't just meet in the middle, you have a significant problem.
No, it's
that
not
we are
about
not
that, but it's about
it
this.
Is.
No, this event is that.
I
This event, that you don't go to this event and put your toe in the water. This event,
you can brown out. You don't have to black out.
I'm not. I don't do that. I don't drink to black out. I hate that. I don't do that. I don't. I haven't thrown up on alcohol in decades. I don't do that. But I will cause definite harm to my body for 1 or 2 days. So should I not? Should I just be a grown up and not go? That's like,
I mean, you, that is a very grown up thing to like recognize that this is a trigger, and if it's going to be bad for you, then to skip it.
I only want to go because of how fun it is.
And that's, I'm leaning more kind of towards Erin, not because she's just looking at me how she looks at me, but also because I agree. It's like, just you're not trying to go sober. You're not trying to give it up completely. Like, that's what the people on intervention are doing. They're like, you need to stop immediately and cut it.
Which I don't need that.
Right. So you are doing what you're trying to do. You're cutting back. You're not doing that as often.
But I will not come back in any way, shape, or form while I'm there. So should I just not go? Okay, here's the thing. Is go, no go, is that legal on our text thing without canceling subscriptions?
Yeah.
So all I want to hear, and if you want to explain, you can. Should I go? 303-222-5423. No go, text any other number in your phone.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.